What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Powered by Liam.
There's been lots of signs that fall is coming. Thankfully, though, the weather's still been pretty good. We're both in shorts today, so that's a telltale sign that it's lasting a little longer than normal.
That's right. When your morning show announcers show up in shorts, you get a couple more weeks of warm weather.
There we go. I like the signs there. I do remember a year it snowed here on September 12th. So yesterday was September 12th, and the 13th, we're in shorts. We're okay. But over the weekend, I did notice this telltale sign of fall, and it was like really cool, but also really sad.
What one was it?
About 200 geese flying overhead and getting into formation as they all yelled, "Oh, oh,
oh, you get out of here." Way.
Yeah, they're going. They are heading south for the winter. We're not going to see them anymore. And I'm not going to miss them. I don't miss geese.
Yeah.
But I hate that sign when you're like, you know, the cold weather is coming, so therefore I better prepare and get cozy and maybe go buy a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, no. Wrap a scarf around you while you're at it, too.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
You go trick-or-treating on Halloween, and oftentimes there's a few things in your candy bag that you're just like, nah, that's not for me. Don't want it. Mm. I am especially thinking of, like, the Kiss candies. Like, I don't know who invented
those
things. No, with the ghosts and stuff on them, like not Hershey's kisses.
Okay, what about other ones?
They're called Kiss candies. They're like molasses candies that only your grandma likes.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna look it up here.
Okay.
Nasty.
Exactly, right?
Nasty.
Not gonna eat those.
Yeah.
Now, Hidden Valley Ranch has come out with treat-sized ranch packets.
It's kind of hilarious.
They're like, it's funny because, you know, you would get a ranch size packet if you bought a salad or.
Yeah.
But these ones are specifically decorated for Halloween and they would like you to put them in kids' treat bags.
That's like, is that for the adults or like, is it like, hey, bring this home to your mom. She's going to love the ranch.
Well, that's the question, right? Like, is it like here, this house is actually for the parents or just making sure you get something you like in the treat bag? Because I feel like it's missing like an accessory. Like, you know, yeah. you get a mini chocolate bar. You can eat it right away. You get a packet of ranch. Like, what is it? A truth or dare? Like,
no kidding. Are you also handing out like chicken fingers? Like, what are we using this for?
Yeah. Is it a veggie tray? Like,
going to toss some tomatoes in their bag as well. Yeah. Like, why the ranch?
Would you be happy to get this? If you were a kid walking around, would you be like, sweet, ranch dressing, I love it.
No, not a chance. Are you kidding me? Give me like the full-size chocolate bars. Give me that Mars bar, the Reese's peanut butter cups. That's what I'm looking for. Give me a packet of ranch. I'm probably throwing it at the side of your house.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Minding my own business yesterday afternoon, just enjoying myself. It was nice and sunny outside. All of a sudden, the phone buzzes. I get an email. Want to guess who it's from? I guess it's a wild question to ask you because there's a million people who could email me. But take a guess.
Take a guess. Okay, you're minding your own business. It was somebody saying you won the lottery.
I wish. I wish I won that Birdo lottery. No, it was my past dealership when I lived in BC. Bought my used car there. They're like, hey, you can bring your car in, get your winter tires changed on right now for $15.
Oh, dear. I mean, that's a really good price, but that's awful. Like, it's too soon.
Pardon me. I get it. Marketing. You want to plant the seed a little bit. You want to get it started early. You want to let everyone know that it's coming. But no. No, I am not. No, that if anything, I know what I did. I unsubscribed from
really?
The mailing list. I was like, you don't put that on me. right now when I'm enjoying the sunshine right now.
I refuse to accept this. I also feel like if you did switch your tires out, you would almost be beckoning the snow to come early. Yeah. And I would blame you if it snowed next week.
I would
like,
be the one to blame.
You would be. Absolutely.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Had a terrifying experience the other day. I was booking some flights home for Christmas. It's very scary.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine.
Well, the terrifying part happened after I found the ones I wanted at the price I was willing to pay. Mm. I typed in my credit card information and everything, pressed book now. It said booking. And then all of a sudden it said, these flights are no longer available at this price. You could have them for $250 more.
No. Someone beat you to the punch maybe for the cheaper ones?
You know what? I don't know if they beat me or if the website was like, let's get this girl hooked and grab some more money from her. Like, I don't know. But then those flights were nowhere to be found on any website for the $250 cheaper.
Are you flying out of Fort McMurray?
Flying out of Fort McMurray, and I'm flying to Sault Ste. Marie because I'm just not driving those roads.
Who the heck is booking around Christmas here from Fort McMurray to Sault Ste. Marie? We're going to find you. Those are your flights.
Yeah, give them back, please.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
My husband got a package in the mail yesterday.
Very fun. Some online shopping a little bit.
A little online shopping. And I think because he has a gender neutral name, the person who sent him the package thought that he was like a really fun 20 something year old lady.
Love it. I absolutely love it. What did he order?
So he just ordered like a black t-shirt with an ice cream cone on it. pretty standard unisex tee.
Yeah.
But the package came, and it was in a purple metallic mailer.
Like, I love it even more.
Yep. Then opened it up, and it had a beautiful rose taped to the front of this tissue papered wrapped t-shirt with like fun polka dot tissue paper.
Still loving it.
Then it had a little like big flower fancy post-it note that said like, hey beautiful,
yes.
Hope you enjoy this, thanks so much for your order, stay safe. And I was like, okay. And so then like he just kind of like ripped the package open and was like, yes, my t-shirt, I'm so happy. And I was like, look at this beautiful packaging.
No kidding.
Like, somebody spent a lot of time.
Nice note. I'd be like all perked up. I'm like, yes, I am beautiful, thank you.
Yeah. And every time I walked past it, I was reminded of who sent this package, because they sprayed something real smelly on it. Like, they were like, aha, this person's going to love my favorite perfume.
All right, you might need to pass that on to me. I could use a pick-me-up like that, too.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Starting something new over here called hashtag mixed feelings.
Tossing it up.
So we got a listener, he wrote in, and he or she, it's anonymous. They've got some mixed feelings about a cat that's been lingering around their yard.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the story. They say that the cat has been kind of hanging out and slinking around for years. Yep. It loves to live, hang out underneath their neighbor's house and then just like be in their yard and stuff. They've never actually seen it go into somebody's house. But recently, the cat has started using their yard as a litter box.
Oh, no.
Now, they don't have any pets, and they say the specific reason they don't have pets is because they don't want to have to clean up after them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got this cat pooping in their yard all the time. So they want to know what they should do.
Interesting. Okay, 780-791-1037. If you want to text or call, feel free to chime in. I think there's an order of operations here.
Okay.
So I think the first thing is like bylaw, SPCA, whoever it may be that handles wild animals like this kitty cat here. That's the first one.
Okay.
I think the second one, if they don't come through, I think you almost have to make like a kitty thing in your yard where it's just like, all right, if this is going to happen, we're going to quarantine the kitty to like the kitty corner. And so it doesn't just like make its territory everywhere. I think that's my steps of operation.
So you're suggesting that you make the cat its own litter box in your yard, even though you don't own a cat and don't want to have to clean up after an animal?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know how that would work. I just thought that out like while speaking right now, but that's a cheap option. Somehow I would make that happen.
Okay. We need some more options. I'm not sure how I feel about Sean's. Give us a call, 780-791-1037. Get in the mix.
What about you? What kind of advice would you give to this person.
Well, this is what I want to know. Like, does the animal control come and put out a trap? Or, like, do you have to put out a trap, catch the cat, and then give it to them?
I can't see you having to do the whole trap thing.
Right, okay.
Because then, like, what if you didn't have the means to do it? You know?
Then you have to keep cleaning up poop.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would just like stew about it and get angry. And then just like, if I saw the cat in real life, I'd be like, get off my lawn. Like,
yada.
Shake a stick at it. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm so non-confrontational, even with animals. I wouldn't want my neighbors to hear me yelling at an animal.
I love our Facebook comments, though. One of the persons, Dale in particular, he said Super Soaker. Just go to like a grocery store, Walmart, wherever you need to go, get a $5 Super Soaker, and then just camp out on the deck. Get ready to squirt.
I like it. That is a really good idea. A lot of people said animal control. And then Tina, she said that lots of animals have been escaping. It's a regular occurrence, and people need to be aware that their animals are going to get taken if they don't take better care. So I feel like this might be an outdoor cat. Who knows? But maybe that's an option.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe it's just kind of seeing where the best life is out there.
And Alyssa, she said, get a dog. Or ask a friend for some hair clippings from their dog and place them around your yard, and maybe the cat will be like, ooh, this is dog territory. I don't want to come here anymore.
Found a winner. Get a dog. That's the answer here. It's always get a dog.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Okay, so there have been three vaccines that we have always talked about, which is Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. Everybody knows them by name. You know what to say. I have a mixed vax concoction. I got AstraZeneca and Moderna. You got...
I'm double Fies dub.
Double
I love it.
Fies. Okay, well, Health Canada has just approved just Moderna and Pfizer to be fully approved, not just still on the fast track vaccine train.
That's right.
And with it came their official names of the vaccines, not just the companies that made them.
Okay, yeah.
So the Pfizer vaccine will now be named in Canada and across the world, but Canada has taken it on. Comirnaty.
Comirnaty. That sounds like a mouthful right there. I think we should just give it hockey nicknames. Kind of just like commie.
I got the commie.
Like I got the Fies, you know, I got the commie.
Okay, Moderna is now called Spikevax.
Oh, that's intense.
Spikevax. Sounds like volleyball. Spike that ball.
No
Spike
kidding. Back. That sounds like like if Mountain Dew came out with like another style of drink.
Code Red. Spikevax. And then AstraZeneca will now be named Vaxzevria.
Yeah, interesting. See, that one sounds like a mythical creature or like like a new Pokemon or something. Very interesting that, I don't know, we were going so good. This is like when like apps change up. It's like when Facebook switches up, everyone's like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
I was just getting used to the old version.
I knew the information. But I feel like I need to watch some like YouTube videos or something and learn how to pronounce these things correctly, because I honestly am just guessing and sounding it out with like Hooked on Phonics here in my head.
When you think you know the English language, people come out and be like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
When you have your phone going and you're messaging people, you're checking Instagram, Facebook, you got your notes app, your email and whatnot, do you close them at the end of that, or do you just leave them open and go to your home screen or lock the phone?
Oh yeah, I never close them.
Okay, so you just kind of keep the apps open in the background then?
Yeah, pretty much every app I've ever downloaded, I could scroll through them as they're all open.
So when you swipe up at the bottom and then you start scrolling to the left or whatever, you just have like everything open right now?
Oh yeah, it's just an endless stream. It's like, you know, like make it rain with money. It's like make it rain with apps.
Incredible. That is absolutely incredible, because I'm the complete opposite. But it doesn't shock me, because whenever I see like your internet browser over there on the other side of the table here, there's just like 20 tabs open. So I guess it checks out.
Yeah, there are definitely 22 open this morning.
Oh, that's disgusting. I have 5 right now.
Yeah, Sean, you close everything down at the end of the day. So you do this on your phone too?
Absolutely. I don't know if it's like an OCD thing or just like it just peace of mind. But apparently what you're doing is actually better for your, this is for Apple, for iPhones. I recently came across a video on the Twitter machine yesterday. I'll let this guy explain it so much better, because he's an Apple nerd.
Apps are designed to stay open in the background, and iOS is really good at managing their power consumption to prevent any background app from unknowingly draining your battery. In fact, sometimes background apps that appear to be open have actually already been removed from system memory and are technically completely closed. iOS simply continues to display it in the app switcher for the sake of convenience. But when you tap on the window, you may notice that the app completely reloads and you weren't taken back to where you left off. That's because iOS already closed the app for you, likely because it hadn't been used recently.
So this blew my mind because I am an avid app closer. But one thing that I've also noticed is that my battery has been slowly decreasing. I don't know if that, I thought it was just because it's the phone's getting older, but maybe because I'm constantly closing apps now.
Yeah, you're making it work extra hard. This is the one time that all those tabs open is actually working in my favor because I'm always complaining that, oh, I'm clicking and nothing's happening. My computer's running so slow. And everybody's always like, how many tabs do you have open? How many apps do you have open? Every single one, winning.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
So we're going about 2 weeks strong now into masks being back. And I got to say, I think I'm starting to like it more.
Whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only, it took a little time for everyone to adapt out there, obviously, myself included, other people. You walk into a place after not having to wear one for who knows how long. Sometimes you forget it. But now you're starting to notice a lot of places. Everyone's just getting used to it again. But the reason why I am starting to like this a little bit more, I got like a cold sore.
Ouch.
For the first time in, I want to say years.
Oh, man.
And I'm just like, thank goodness masks are back. So, like, I don't have to really go out in public just shining this bad boy. Like, you're looking at it right now. I'm sorry. Like, I apologize right now that you have to look at this bad boy. But No one else has to look at it, and I'm so thankful for that.
You get to cover it up. You get to give it a little, like, hiding. Do you wear it when you're walking outside, too? Or are you like, I just cannot possibly show off my face at all?
Oh, big time. Big time. Wow. From car to door, I'm just like, no, ain't nobody getting a peek at this bad boy. We are healing, we are recovering, and we are moving forward from this.
Sean, I have to give you some confidence. It doesn't look that bad. You're okay. You just wear that face out proudly.
Thank you. Thank you. The beard kind of acts like makeup a little bit, so I just need to keep growing the beard out some more, and then we'll be fine.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I was that person this morning.
What were you doing?
Well, I was trying to shove some reusable grocery bags into some other reusable grocery bags to put back in my car. And I thought to myself, why am I doing this? It's 4:40 in the morning. Like, this is me on the way out the door. And then suddenly it happened. My car alarm started going off.
Did you accidentally hit it, the button?
Yep. Oh. While I was doing the shoving. And I was like, oh no, I'm waking up the entire neighborhood. And then, of course, you know, you drop your keys and you're trying to get them back and get the remote to press the unlock button so that you can say, I'm not being attacked and nobody's breaking into any cars this morning. And so I apologize to all who I awoke this morning. I had to yell down the hall to my husband as well, like, that was me, I'm fine. Because every morning I say, like, listen for me in case, like, there's a bear up
That's
there.
That's right, yes, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Did you notice when you're driving down the street, anyone, like, peering out their blinds and like, who's making all that ruckus?
I kept
it's
my
just
head
the radio
down.
Girl.
I kept my head straight and narrow.
Don't look at me.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
I don't go bowling very often, but I went last night. And I don't know. You know, you think that you know how to bowl.
Yeah.
You think it's a pretty straightforward thing. You put your fingers in the holes and you throw it down the lane. But my entire life, I've never really been able to do that. If I do that, it goes straight in the gutter about 4 feet after it leaves my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was about, I don't know, 8 years old, this man coached me that I should try a granny shot so that I could at least get some going down.
Big time.
The
line it up.
Yeah, you know.
Get the toes pointed in the right direction.
Exactly. So I put one foot on one little dot, one foot on the other little dot, and then I like visualize that kind of arrow down the middle. Not great bowler, but I get like a respectable score.
Okay.
I did come in second on one of the games last night.
Good job. Congratulations.
But the thing is,
second,
like,
out of how many?
Three.
Oh, okay. Still good. Happy for you.
Thanks. Now that I'm like 33 years old, though.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd grow out of the granny shot, you know, like learned how to do it when I was 8 or 9.
That's right.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever taught me how to throw it correctly. And so I threw it once down the lane, you know, with my fingers in the slot. And then I was just like, well, this isn't going to go well, and this isn't going to be fun for anyone. Yeah. So back to the granny shot I went. We played three games, and I bent over and threw this ball.
How's your back feeling today?
It's a little bit sore. And I was like, why is my back sore? And then remembered, oh, yeah, I did a very physical sport last night, bowling.
No kidding. Granny mode.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
September is upon us, fall is here, and it is the greatest time of the year, Steph.
Speak for yourself. Summer is the greatest time of the year.
Beg to differ, because football season is here, and it's going to take a lot to pry me from my spot on my couch as I'm watching football all day Saturday with college football, and then Sunday all day with the NFL.
Whoa.
First week back, baby.
Double leagues. Okay. That means you have a lot of games you can watch.
Oh, big time. And fantasy football's in full swing as well. I'm in three leagues this year.
Oh my goodness, Sean.
And so over the weekend, it was just triple screen the whole time. It was the television on. It was another game streaming on my laptop. And it was me on my phone checking in on my fantasy teams and all of its gloriness.
Okay. So you sound like you're very hardcore. So tell me, how did your fantasy teams do this weekend? Did you choose correctly?
Okay, so I have a college fantasy football team. We won that game this
week. Congrats.
Excellent. NFL looks like I'm going to lose two out of the three. There's still a game tonight, so there's still some hope, but I'm going to have to make some adjustments heading into week two to my lineup to better secure the bag. You know, I need to win at the end of the year. So doesn't look good for the NFL. My three NFL leagues that I'm in, I'm only going to win one of the games. But moving forward, see, you learn. You learn in the first week, and then you adjust, kind of thing.
Okay, okay. Well, Sean, I look forward to updates as we go through this together, as you sit on your couch watching football and I get outside and adventure.
Thank you. Tell me how life is out there.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
So Amazon is in the news lately, and it's actually for good reasons this go around.
Wow, that never happens.
Right? Well, they kind of had a little bit of a little rocky past year or two, just with like allegations and reports of maybe not treating their workers in their warehouses all that well. But now they're trying to make good, basically.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing that happened with Amazon is that they announced that they're going to offer to pay 100% of college tuition for its 750,000 U.S. hourly employees. We got to see if they can get Canada on there as well. But U.S. hourly employees, 750,000 people, if they want to go to college while also working at Amazon. I think that's maybe how it works.
Okay.
So basically starting in January 2022, they're going to cover the cost of tuition, fees, textbooks, after your probation, basically, 90 days.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So that's step one of them just pushing out good news. And then step two, they also announced, I think they were paying around $17, $16 an hour, somewhere around that range. They said they're going to up that all the way up to around $21.65 an hour for their frontline hourly employees.
That is pretty surprising because, you know, Amazon was having such bad PR for not letting their employees go to the bathroom and for making them race down the hall to get good times of packing orders. Mm. So it doesn't sound like they fixed either of those things. They just said, here's an incentive to run faster and to hold it longer.
Mixed Mornings with Steph and Sean.
Yesterday, you said out loud in your Facebook memories that, oh my goodness, my 5-year Fort McMurray anniversary just came up.
Crazy.
Incredible. Now, I want to know, were you one of the people when you first moved here? It's the classic tale, like 1-2 year plan and then we're out. Or were you like, you know what, we're going to settle in and we're going to see what's up?
We were definitely the 1 year plan kind of people. In fact, when we got our jobs, they said, please stay for at least a year. And we were like, okay, we'll sign on for a year. But we also had the mentality, we're here until we're not. And so we really wanted to get planted and meet some great people and invest in the community. And we're here till we're not, 5 years in.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, 5 years in.
Thank you.
So I thought, such a longtime resident like yourself, I would put together a little quiz for you on just the Fort McMurray, the RMWB, and everything in the region here. Are you ready? I got seven kind of questions differing from like fill in the blank to true and false to just answering, okay?
Okay, I'm a bit nervous, but go ahead, Sean.
All right, first question. Fort McMurray used to be a city. but is now a urban service area or municipality. Mm-hmm. What year did that changeover happen? I'll give you a clue. In the 90s.
In the 90s. 1996.
Oh, so close. 95 is when it switched over. So 0 for 1.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. True or false, Fort McMurray just used to be called McMurray.
That's false.
True.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
It was like in the 40s. In the 40s and 50s, apparently. That's a nice little history lesson right there. 0 for 2. Here's some freebies okay?
Please.
The baseball team founded in 2016 is called?
The Giants.
The Giants. Ding, ding, ding. Yay. 1 for 3. Hockey team founded in 1981 is called?
The Oil Barons.
Oil Barons. 2 for 4. There, we got some freebies in
thank
for you.
Thank you.
You should get this one.
Okay.
What are the two main rivers that meet up in the area?
Oh, the Athabasca and the Clearwater.
Oh, look at you. 3 for 5. You're
okay.
Passing now.
Yay, yay.
You're over 50%. Two more questions left. Fort McMurray oil sands is top 2 largest in the world. True or false?
True.
False. It's 3rd.
Oh, dear.
Sneaky boy over here.
That was sneaky, John.
All right. This is the fun. You're at 50% right now. 3 for 6. This is if you pass or fail, okay? This is the last question here. Final question. What is a snai?
What is a snai? Oh, man, it's the meeting of two rivers.
No one knows. You get it right.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.
Powered by Liam.